This is Kevin Donahue, Senior Editorial Director for Protiviti, welcoming you to another installment of Powerful Insights. North Carolina State University's ERM Initiative and Protiviti recently teamed to conduct a survey of board members and executives on what they view as the top risks for 2013. Joining me to discuss the results of that study are Mark Beasley and Jim DeLoach. Mark is the Deloitte Professor of Enterprise Risk Management at North Carolina State University and director of the school's ERM initiative. Jim is a managing director with Protiviti and a member of the firm's Solution Leadership and Executive Council. Both Mark and Jim recently were named to the NACD Directorship 100 list in the Governance Professionals and Institutions category. This annual list recognizes people who significantly influence leading practices in corporate board performance and oversight. Jim, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Kevin. Glad to be here.
And Mark, it's great to speak with you as well. Let me ask you the first question. Can you give our audience a brief overview of the study that North Carolina State and Protiviti conducted?
Absolutely. We launched a survey in the fall of 2012, really targeted towards individuals who serve on the board of directors of an organization or who are on the executive side in a C-suite, really trying to get their perspectives from a top of the organization level, C-suite and board, what they see as the emerging risk for the next 12 months. So in essence, trying to ask them to give us their perspectives on what they see on the horizon as it relates to the risk environment and sort of using a 12-month horizon in their response. We targeted the survey and had about over 200 people participate in it, which we were pleased in representing a variety of executive positions and then types of organizations. And we specifically asked them questions about their perspectives of risk surrounding 20 different sort of key risk issues that we had identified. And we categorized those three risk issues into issues related to the macroeconomic level, as far as big macro level risks that could be on the horizon on a global level. Then secondly, we had a series of risks related to strategic risk, what they saw from a strategy, markets, competitor perspective. And then third, we had a series of risks that we had listed that were focused on operational issues, dealing with technologies and people and process within the organization. And we just asked each of them to give us their perspectives on these 20 different risks and to sort of rank order them based on the significance as far as impact that they saw those risks would have for their organization over the next 12 months. And then we compiled those results from the 205 people participating in the survey to sort of get an average of what people were saying as far as level of significance of that risk, that we'll talk about some of the key findings we had from that.
Well, great. Let's dive into some of those issues and perspectives. Jim, what are some of the more notable findings from the study?
Kevin, the participating executives indicated that they were significantly concerned about the magnitude and severity of the risk that could affect their companies. And, for example, the effect their achievement of profitability goals or funding goals. And particularly, the specific time horizon was over the next year. While there were a number of interesting risks that we identified in the top 10, let me just focus on the top two risks that stood out as being at the highest concern. The first risk impacted all the industry groupings that we identified, that we used to base our analysis on. If this is the risk related to profitability constraints due to overall economic conditions that would limit growth opportunities. It's not a surprise that that is a top-of-mind risk, because growth is the name of the game. And it appears that the survey participants are suggesting that areas for growth are becoming more difficult to identify and exploit in the markets in which they currently operate. The second risk, which was identified as significantly impacting the organization, was identified as a significant risk in almost all of the industry groupings that we used. And this is the risk related to regulatory issues, concerns about the potential for regulatory changes and heightened regulatory scrutiny that would affect how products and services will be produced and delivered. And the participants listed this risk high on the list because, as obviously you read the papers every day, regulatory change is a significant top-of-mind concern, and it can overwhelm organizations and detract employees from focusing on the customer. Even small doses of regulatory change can add significant cost to a corporation. And the mere threat of change can create significant uncertainty that can hamper decisions to invest and hire. So these two risks related to the identified opportunities to growth and the potential for regulatory change were top of mind of all the risks that we were informed about regarding this survey.
Jim, I might jump in there and add another one. But, I mean, just to expand on that, what was interesting to me, especially on the regulatory concern of regulatory change and scrutiny, you might think that's the regulated industries, but as you know, we found that concern sort of transcended all types of organizations, industry, and respondents. So it's more than just the regulated industries that are concerned about broader regulatory shift, I think. So that was an interesting observation from my perspective.
Right.
And Jim, as you noted, this only just scratches the surface of some of the issues that were uncovered by the study. Mark, among the more interesting takeaways from the findings are the differences by company size. How do the views of large companies differ from small and mid-sized organizations?
It was interesting. We looked at size dimensions primarily defined based on revenue and sort of had four different cuts on revenue size. And what we identified as the largest sort of group of based on size were those with revenues greater than $10 billion. And then we had three other categories below that. But what was interesting was that largest category of organization noted a much higher number of risks that they deemed to be having a significant impact on profitability, growth, and funding goals over the next year. So the larger organizations, in essence, are signaling they perceive their environments to be much riskier than those organizations that are on the smaller scale. That was particularly noticed with that cut below $10 billion, but we noticed even further sort of reduction in that perspective of risk when you got below the $1 billion range in revenue. So I guess, summarizing, the larger organizations, which largely I think are proxying for, they're just more complex. Their geographic footprint is bigger, the types of products and services and their scale is noticeably larger, and that as a result is coming through in the perceptions of the risk environment that they're facing. What was interesting across all dimensions, sort of touching on what we just talked about, is that all four, for the most part, with one exception, I think, the four size groupings that we had continued with that theme of regulatory change and heightened scrutiny be a concern, and then the economic conditions that Jim highlighted were, you know, overall findings. That sort of held across all size groups, but that large group of firms, the largest group, just a larger number of risks that they deemed having a greater impact relative to the smaller organization. So I think they're sensing a riskier environment relative to peers in the smaller revenue size.
Let's shift over to industry now. Jim, what are some of the notable industry-related differences that you found?
What we did was we received input from respondents across many different industry sectors. And in order to analyze the results, we broke the sectors down into six broad industry groupings: consumer products and services, energy and utilities, financial services, healthcare and life sciences, industrial products, technology, media, and communications. Now, what we did, while we do present the top risk for each of these industry groupings. What we, you know, rather than go through all the individual industry grouping results, I'll just give you some top of mind points. First is, obviously, all these sectors reported that they had risk. And some of the risk impacted most of the sectors. For example, if you go back to the two risks that I was talking about earlier, the risk related to profitability constraints due to overall economic conditions that would limit growth opportunities. That was a significant concern in each one of these six industry groupings. Regarding the potential for regulatory changes and heightened regulatory scrutiny, that was a significant risk in most of the industry groupings, specifically consumer products and services, energy and utilities, financial services, and healthcare and life sciences. There also were three other risks that had significant impact for two or more sectors. Those were uncertainties surrounding political leadership, so you know, political sovereign risk or uncertainty about where the political process is going. And that was reported as significant in financial services and healthcare and life sciences. And then the issue of succession challenges and the ability to attract and retain top talent, the war for talent, that was identified in two sectors, healthcare and life sciences, and technology, media, and communications, as well as in another sector, consumer products and services. And finally, there was a technology-related risk, ensuring privacy, identity management, and information security and system protection. And those compendium of risk were identified as having a significant impact in financial services and technology, media, and communications. All told, Kevin, if you were looking at the industry groupings that reported the most significant impact risk, they were financial services and technology, media, and communications. So that's kind of a thumbnail sketch, but I would like to add that we do report what the top risks are in each of these industry groupings.
And finally, a question for both of you. And Mark, I'll ask you to respond first. Based on the study, it appears that board members and executives see a lot of risk on the horizon. What are organizations doing to enhance their risk management capabilities?
Well, Kevin, one of the things we asked was, you know, to what extent do you think your organization will be investing more in risk oversight over the next 12 months? And across the board, I would say on an average basis, all indicated there'd be some increased level of investment. And in certain industries, for example, financial services, it was a much notable signal that they're going to invest more. And those larger organizations, as we talked about, the revenues greater than $10 billion, but all those sort of two examples signaling we really think we'll be investing quite a bit more. I think when you look at a lot of the types of risks that we've highlighted that we found in the top five, let's say, and in some cases top 10 lists, there's a huge sort of pocketing of risks that were in the macroeconomic strategic, those two categories, that there was a notable number of macroeconomic issues and strategic issues. And then less, to some extent, operational concerns. And so that sort of is where I see organizations really trying to take their risk oversight as they look into the future, is to make sure that the way they're going about thinking about risk, identifying risk, and assessing risk in those organizations is more centered on providing a more strategic lens. In essence, structuring the risk oversight from the strategy of the business, looking at impacts to the strategy that could be coming from macroeconomic concerns as well as strategic issues from a competitor, and making sure their system of risk thinking is trying to help them better focus on those risks that are emerging from a strategic and macroeconomic level in addition to operational risks. So I think part of it is trying to enhance their risk oversight processes to not just have an operational focus that's more internal, but to be looking at things more focused on the strategy. And I think we're just seeing that come through with a lot of these risks or in those areas. And so they're seeing and recognizing the need to connect that strategy and risk thinking in a more aggressive way.
Yeah, I might add a perspective that there are four foundational elements that we see companies working on, both executive management and directors, to considering. First is the process, and Mark referred to that. The activities of the risk management process for identifying, sourcing, measuring, evaluating, mitigating, and monitoring risk, that process, there's a wide variety of materials in the public domain about that. And so customizing a perspective that's relevant to the organization is important. Secondly, having a process is not good enough if you don't integrate it with what matters. And Mark was talking about integrating it with and focusing on strategy, which is very important. How do you integrate the risk management process with strategy centered? And potentially also considering such other core management activities like annual business planning, performance management, M&A targeting, and so forth. So process and integration are both two foundational elements. A third one is culture. Even the most well-intentioned risk management process can be compromised if dysfunctional organizational behavior exists. So it's important that there be an effective tone at the top. So that's process, integration, and culture, which kind of leads to the focus on infrastructure, which is what drives the investments that Mark was talking about. What infrastructural improvements do we have to make to implement our process, integrate it with what matters, and to ensure that there's an effective culture that supports the risk management process? So I think that that would be a response to complement Mark's comment.
Well, Mark and Jim, thanks very much for your insights today. As each of you noted, this study looks at not only the top risks, but breaks them down by industry and by company size, among other areas. For those in our audience interested in our report, Executive Perspectives on Top Risks for 2013, please visit erm.ncsu.edu or protivity.com/top risks, where you can download a free copy of the report.